mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California, from Providence, Rhode Island, from Austin, Texas, thanks to our great stations here locally and the wonderful work they do, from Kansas City, Missouri, to Pensacola, Florida. Again, thank you for joining us. We also simulcast on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75. WWCR doing a great job all 3 hours. And back from 9 to midnight Central at 3210. And as always, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Danny and Roger and Ed and Ron and Carlos, everybody else, your calls are coming up. Always nice to have the female listeners call in. I seem to get more emails from women, but less calls from women on air. We always like to hear from you as well, so if you can get a line in, like to get your perspective on things. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, boy. I know a lot of stations just joined us, and I don't want to recap news we've already covered, but we are going to be discussing this. Senator Mark Dayton has evacuated the Capitol with his entire staff. He says morally, he can't stay there with the national security briefing he was given, but barred from telling the public, he says he's got to stay out of the Capitol. Well, the feds told U.S. News and World Report that it would be destroyed. It will be destroyed. I didn't say that. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I've actually prayed it won't happen. Perhaps by exposing this, it won't happen. But they said that will happen, or the country will be attacked, quote, coast to coast. But one of those two things will happen. Didn't say, not a question of if, but when, or probably going to happen, or boy, I bet it's going to happen. Going to happen. And I got state National Guard, state Guard, special forces, regular Army. I mean, they've all told me, I've got the documents. It's even later come out in mainstream news. They're all set up for martial law anytime this month through January 1st. And they've been told, get ready, it is going to happen. We are going to have massive terror attacks. Now, again, please do not email me or call me when this doesn't happen, which I think is 50-50, it will or it won't, I don't know, and say, you said it was going to happen, you said. No, I did not say, the White House said, and I think it's despicable. And we've got a big psychology report posted on the website from Cornell University about how they're using psychological warfare on us with these phony terror alerts. So bottom line, the terror attack has already happened. Terrorism isn't just physical. A large component of it, the majority of it, is psychological. And terrorism is violence or the threat of violence, and the government is engaging in textbook terrorism right now. So bottom line, they're setting up the society, they're training the police for martial law, they're drilling them to do this, just like Jim Jones drilled his cult members on how to gulp the Kool-Aid every day, and then finally they did the drill, and it wasn't a drill. That's what all of this is about. Drilling you, ladies and gentlemen, to figuratively put the country into the gas chambers, you know, for your best interest. We're going to delouse you now. So it's massive. I want to talk about this. When we get back, we'll take your calls, and you're welcome to talk about whatever you want to. There's just so much other news here. And if I sound like I'm in a bad mood, I am, folks. Occasionally, I get in a dark mood, and I know that telegraphs across over the radio. I'm very angry at the globalist. I'm tired of watching people who I know are murderers and control freaks and sickos running our society. And so if I'm short with people or sometimes I'm a little rude, I apologize. It's just that I am enraged over what's happening. And I love this country. And I'm watching. I mean, they're coming out with a national ID card and admitting they're going to use it to track and trace us and decide what jobs we can have. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we are back live now, of course, 8 minutes and 20 seconds into this second hour. And I have been going over this report out of the Associated Press. Senator Dayton has evacuated his Washington, D.C. Capitol office, and his staff has been told to evacuate because of the incredible threat to the Capitol, but he is barred from giving specifics under national security. Well, we already have the specifics. The Capitol will be attacked. That's the quote from the White House. And then they, in their schizophrenic language, go on to say, or there will be coast-to-coast attacks, but one of those will happen. Again, let me say it again. I am not, Alex Jones is not saying there will be an attack on the Capitol. Let me say it again. Alex Jones is not saying there will be an attack on the Capitol. I mean, I can just hear it now, you know, some Washington Post article. Alex Jones said there'd be an attack on the Capitol. No, you said it. Your bosses said it. Senator Dayton has evacuated the Capitol. The National Guard and State Guard and Special Forces, every level of government I know, people at FEMA I know personally, people I don't know at FEMA who have contacted me have said the exact same thing. I've been given the same memos, the same information. They've been told there will be massive attacks before the new year, and that October and November are the key months, and that it's going to happen, and just get ready, and they may have to shut down cities and have crowd control, and they're having forced inoculation drills. all over the country. I don't know if it's going to happen. The cops I talk to, the military people I talk to do not know. But they're being told the same thing. People I know who work in Homeland Security, people I know who work in the state police, people, I mean, I'm getting, and then it's not just from them. They're getting this in briefings. I'm getting it from the mainstream news. And now a senator who's not known for, you know, doing weird stuff, he has evacuated the Capitol. Danny in Tennessee. Danny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, my friend.
Hello.
I just wonder if that senator did not do that as a way to kind of alert the people also, to kind of, you know, get the word out. Something's coming down the line.
He actually said that. Oh, no, no. He said that in a roundabout way. And he said that I could not stay there knowing that we are in imminent, sustained, incredible danger. I can't leave and pull out, which, by the way, we've now gotten reports other senators have quietly left but didn't tell their staff to. And he goes, I can't do this. He goes, I'm leaving D.C., period.
Well, you know, an unbelievable thing. My store is right beside of a video store, and we had protesters out the last couple of days protesting Fahrenheit 9/11 and saying that, oh, we're getting ready to be attacked, and we've got to support Bush and Romans 13. I mean, they actually had Romans 13 signs. And, of course, I went out to talk to them, and I said, listen, guys, what's the supreme law of our land? They said the Constitution. I said, well, Romans 13 refers to that, and the Constitution says that all of these laws that they're passing, the Patriot Act and all of this, is null and void. So if you want to, you know, bring Romans 13 in it, Romans 13 tells us to fight tyranny and stand for the Constitution and stand up for what's right. And another thing I've noticed the last...
Well, I mean, Ezekiel, Jacob, John the Baptist, Paul, I mean, all these people. Let me go over this. This is how you deal with a Romans 13 person. And again, Romans 13 says, follow the orders of the government. Well, that's taken out of context. Again, you have to read it all in its context. You know, I've had pastors on about this. Just a few passages back, it says, do not follow unjust or evil leaders. But then it goes on to say, follow just leaders. Look, look, to break this down, this is what we're talking about. The civil government said that black people were not human beings. And then in about 1800, a group of Christians got together called abolitionists. Many of them were killed, you name it. And they said, all men are created equal. They're all made by their creator. Slavery is wrong. We're not going to go along with this practice. And actually then the newspapers said, Romans 13, you're not real Christians, shut up. And, you know, we're the government. The government says this. These people are slaves. Why? They deserve to be slaves. They try to distort Bible passages for that out of context as well. And so anybody that says Romans 13 goes, so we should have kept slavery in because the government said so, or the founding fathers shouldn't have fought King George II. Or they should have gone, well, wait a minute, Adolf Hitler, that was, by the way, and I mean, I've read this in transcripts of his radio addresses, his favorite thing was Romans 13. They actually had billboards up saying, Romans 13, you've got to blindly do whatever you're told. So if the government says in China, abort your babies forcibly, we need to go, Romans 13, Romans 13, it's a joke, it's a fraud. Why did 11 of the 12 disciples get boiled in oil, crucified upside down, beaten to death, their heads cut off? Because they were, why were they all in prison? Because they were Romans 13-ing it? I mean, that is such an abhorrent, blasphemous, disgusting fraud. But plus, it's your common sense. You got to stand up against evil.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And, you know, one of the things that I heard quite a bit when I was in the Marine Corps was that there were several suitcase nuclear bombs in different cities.
Yeah, Alexander Lebed put that out a long time ago.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing that bothered me was last night on Drudge, they had a report about a bunch of Chechens.
Yeah, oh, I've got that report.
The border.
25 Chechens pouring across the southern border, nothing being done as usual.
So it really does seem like that they're setting it up. It would not surprise me here in the next couple of weeks to, you know, wake up to another 9/11, to a city, you know, being blown up or something, and then, you know, the Constitution being gone, and God forbid it happens. And
those people you saw out there deep down know the truth and are afraid, so they're going to embrace the tyranny, and they'll be out with Romans 13 signs when they're putting people in trucks to go to camps.
Yeah, they'll be the ones throwing me and you in camps for talking about the New World Order. I mean,
hey, I've heard Michael Savage go, "You wait. When the next attack comes, you're going in camps, and you people are just going to, you're all going to see real soon, because I know something."
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So I brought a lot of those people in, and we showed 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, in Bohemian Grove, and of course that just agitated them more. But some of them actually woke up. And another thing I've noticed is we've had quite a lot of police officers the last few weeks resigning from the police force. And when I talk to them, I'm like, "Hey, what's going on? You know, why so many guys getting out?" And their thing is kind of, you know, their eyes are being opened too to what's going on. But the dangerous thing is the good cops are getting out, the ones that love the Constitution, that believe in what they're doing and are really there to protect us, they're getting out. While the maniacs that want to kill us and beat us to death are staying in, that are, you know, just can't wait for martial law because then it's black ski mask all day. So it's definitely getting scary, man. I've even considered getting out of America before it's too late, or, you know, I mean, because it's one of those things I want to stay and fight. But if it comes, you know, I don't know. Maybe they'll just transfer me to your camp.
Well, I'm not going to a camp.
Well, that's kind of my feeling too. But
and that's why they're not going to do that. They're going to do it incrementally because. Let me tell you something. There are millions and millions of people that are not going along with this. And if 1% of 290 million people don't go along with this, that is roughly 2.9 million combatants.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
And they say there's, what, 10,000 insurgents in Iraq and 150,000 troops can't handle it. How about 2.9 million insurgents?
Yeah, I'd say there's quite a bit more than that that know what's going on, that know about the New World Order, that...
Well, let's just say it's 1%. 1%. 1%. That means, you know, thousands of people do what they're supposed to and go along with you, then that's still... If one person for every couple thousand goes along, but one person says no, that's an army they can't beat. Look.
Yeah, exactly.
This whole thing is run out of ignorance, Danny. And they're not going to win this. And everybody I talk to that's in the system who's got, you know, two IQ points to rub together knows this is bad. I mean, again, I've been getting my laundered shirts before and had a high-level DPS guy. I mean, I pull up, he's already in there getting his stuff. I walk in, he's walking out, and he goes, "Alex, I just want you to know that most of us believe in what you're doing, and this isn't America, and we understand, and we were brought up, this is how Russia operated, and we're not stupid, and we're with you, and we know what's coming down. A lot of stuff you talked about has now come across our desk, and we just want you to know we're not going along with it." And then I'm up at the courthouse for a court case I was in a few weeks ago, fighting for the First Amendment, and I walk in, and they've got like five state police deputies there running security, and they're all, "Alex Jones, I want to shake your hand, Alex." Those guys usually don't talk to anybody. And they're on security cameras, they're shaking the radicals' hand and don't care. I mean, New World Order, you better watch your six, as they say, because you're in a lot of trouble.
That's awesome. That's really good to know that, you know, I think that's the key in this whole thing is waking up the police and the military.
Well, we've never been against them, but we're against them being forged into a tool to gut this country, and we're not going to put up with it.
Right, because they're gutting their kids' future also. It's not just us. They're enslaving their children also.
They are. I mean, it's something they don't want to be part of. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome, Alex. Thank you, buddy.
You bet. And what happened is these police officers heard me talk about a national ID card, about cameras, about all of this, and they laughed at it, and then they saw it all come true, and they checked out what I've had to say and what others have had to say, and they know it's true. And a lot of them aren't cowards. You know, if you're not a coward and you're not evil, then you're not with the New World Order. Because a lot of people are just evil and decide to join it, and a lot of people are subconsciously afraid and are cowards, so they just rationalize it. And then you got a bunch of stupid people, but there's a lot of smart folks. So join us. We're at a crossroads. You can feel it. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The very definition of classical terrorism, before they redefined it as any activity that's a misdemeanor, basically, in Section 802 of the Patriot Act, is carrying out violence or the threat of violence to get someone or a group to follow your political wishes. And so the White House saying the Capitol will be attacked and covertly telling senators and congressmen and women this is doing exactly that. It is classical terrorism. And we've got a whole section on PrisonPlanet.com of fake terror alerts that have been issued in the past, where the CIA and FBI have gone public and said, look, we've been ordered to, quote, issue fake terror alerts to, quote, create hysteria, fear. And now we have Senator Mark Dayton evacuating the Capitol and saying that he can't morally leave because of the incredible threat he was told about by Senator Frist, the leader of the Senate, and not warn his staff. Let's go ahead and go to Roger, then Ed, and Ron, and Carlos, and David, and everybody else. Roger, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Not exactly why I called, but it kind of fits with yesterday and today. And earlier you mentioned about intellectual prostitutes, and I have that John Swinton, we are intellectual prostitutes quote. I just thought you might want me to rattle it off.
And that's a documented, admitted quote by one of the former editors of the New York Times decades ago. This is the National Press Club after he'd retired. Go ahead and read it to people.
Yeah, and I'm going to chop out so it isn't quite so windy. You're not getting quite verbatim here.
No, go ahead and read the whole thing.
Well, okay. There's no such thing as an independent press in America. If we accept that of little country towns, you know this and I know it. Not a man among you dares to utter his honest opinion. Were you to utter it, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. I am paid $150 a week. Now, that was a princely sum back then in 1914. So that I may keep my honest opinions out of the newspaper for which I write. You two are paid similar salaries for similar services. Were I to permit that a single edition of my newspaper contained an honest opinion, my occupation, like Othello's, would be gone in less than 24 hours. The man who would be so foolish as to write his honest opinion would be out on the streets in search of another job. It is the duty of the New York journalist to lie, to distort, to revile, to toady at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread, or what amounts to the same thing, his salary. We are the tools and the vassals of the rich behind the scenes. We are marionettes. These men pull the strings, and we dance. Our time, our talents, our lives, our capacities are all the property of these men. We are intellectual prostitutes. John S. Swinton, editor of the New York Times, speech before the American Press Association in 1914. And, you know, even a neophyte novice, what's the word I'm looking for, an intern working even a small-town newspaper, they've got to be brain-dead if they don't already have a tacit understanding. They don't have to be given marching orders, in other words, as is often characterized. There are certain things they'd like to write about, and they know, well, that they can't do so because...
Well, this is how it works in Washington. If you don't take out of the transcript the public statement Bush made about this being a scripted press conference, then you don't get back in next time to the press conference. You get your credentials revoked.
Exactly.
And so we have self-enforcement going on at the reporter level, by the editor level. Most of these big editors are actually agents of the U.S. government, actually pulling double pay.
Yeah.
That came out in the late 70s in a Senate committee hearing.
Yeah, and so that tacit understanding speaks to 99% of the control. Only that 1% is the rare area where anyone loses their job over, and it's usually not related even to covering the topics. These really large issues like free trade of the Americas and all the really important issues.
That's
definite firing.
Roger?
Yeah.
And thanks for the call. It was a really good point you made. Something they do, and something I get emails about all the time, is if the mainstream media is so bad, why do you read their articles all the time? Well, when they say Mount St. Helens erupts, that's true. We can verify it. When they say that oil is $54 a barrel, that's what it's trading. Where they lie is by omission, what they leave out, or how they twist stories, or what they don't cover. And there's different types of media reports. There's reports where they tell you they're doing something, but then put a sickening spin on it. Oh, microchips under your skin are great. Well, we just take that article and analyze it. Or they lie by omission, or in some cases they do flat-out lie. Like, it is confirmed that Niger did try to ship uranium to Saddam. And then it turns out that was a lie. Or reporters go out and claim they're interviewing little poor black boys, and little poor black boy doesn't exist. I mean, stuff like that does go on. But mainly the politicians lie, and the media doesn't call them on it. That's the big one.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at berkeywater.com.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We know the continuity of our election systems is by design fraud-based. But one man is now on a hunger strike, demanding a paper ballot, and we'll be talking to him briefly in the next hour. I want to go through your calls quickly here because I do have a bunch of other news I want to get through before this hour ends. Before I go back to your calls, my new film, American Dictators, is out. And we get into Skull and Bones, Bush and Kerry being cousins. I go back to Bohemian Grove and interview the locals and have some of the latest developments there. We then shift gears and cover how the candidates are really for the exact same policies and what's happening with Patriot Act 2 and what's going on, the latest developments concerning 9/11. It really is a great new video. And the DVD has about 15, 20 minutes of extra footage that's not on the VHS, but the VHS is excellent as well. It's about 95 minutes long. The DVD is about 115 minutes long. It has a lot of extra scenes at the end. And one VHS or one DVD is $19.95. But I'm offering a special the likes of which I've never offered on the DVD. If you order a second DVD, it's only $5.95. So $25.95, or $25.90 to be exact, for two DVDs. And another $5.95 for each additional one. As many as you want. I hope you'll order 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them, 10 of them, and give them as birthday presents, as just a gift of information to your neighbors, your friends, your family, that you'll give them this holiday season. There, I'm politically correct. I didn't say Christmas. And that you'll get them out to folks. So please go to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. We also have a special on the VHS, but it's a few dollars more per tape because VHS cost us more. But I'm putting these out at near cost for what the DVDs cost me and what it costs to make the film because I want to get the information out. So please take advantage of this, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free to get any of my videos at 1-888-253-3139. My first 10 films are all over 2 hours long. Some are over 2.5 hours long. They're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more of any of the 10 titles. They drop down to $20 a piece. So that's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount on the four-tape special, and so on. Also, I carry George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. It's $19.95 on VHS or DVD, 2 hours long. And you get a free 85-page color booklet, 9/11, The Great Illusion, that goes with it. You get a second copy, so you get two copies for $34.95. You get $5 off the second DVD, and you get three color 9/11 Great Illusion pamphlets. So two DVDs or VHS, three color pamphlets for $34.95. There's a bunch of other discounts on books and other videos I carry. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse those different specials. Order via our safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free to have any of your questions answered or to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I want to thank all those that have supported this broadcast in the past by getting the films. If you haven't gotten the new ones, I think you'll be impressed. You need to get them. And once you get the films, please make copies of my videos to spread the word. Let's go ahead now and go to Ed. And, Ed, where are you calling us from?
From L.A.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. I'm a really big fan.
Well, thank you.
I was listening to Bloomberg Radio earlier today. I also read this article in the Moscow Times about Yukos stocks, about Yukos securities being sold. You know, the company that was confiscated, the stocks that were confiscated by the Russian government?
Yeah, Putin's basically, they divest the government, give it to six oligarchs. Now they're taking it back from the oligarchs, yes.
Well, you're right. I don't know if you know this, but Kartakovsky, when he was arrested, he forfeited all of his assets to the company to...
Lord Rothschild.
Exactly, Lord Rothschild.
That was in the BBC and the London Telegraph earlier this year. And so the six oligarchs, it's now been confirmed, are all really front men for David Rockefeller and Lord Jacob Rothschild.
Right, yeah, that's exactly right. I was just wondering if the securities that they're selling on a very, very low discount right now are all being sold to Jacob Rothschild, the remaining securities that the UFOs has.
Yeah, that's how all this works.
Right. I also wanted to bring up the issue about the two economists who won the Nobel Prize.
Yes.
These guys, they're really undeserving of it. I mean, they basically won it because supposedly they solved the business cycle. They say that, oh, new technologies spring up and the economy does very well for a while until it all implodes on itself because it grew too big.
Yeah, they've come up with a new fraud telling us it's normal that we have all these engineered booms and busts. And so because they put out some good New World Order propaganda, oh, here, you get this Nobel Prize.
And, you know, the only reason that they did give it to somebody who did deserve it, like Hayek back in the 70s, was because... Well, first of all, they gave it to him very, very late because they didn't want to give it to him while Mises was still alive. Because if they would have given it to Hayek, they would have had to have given it to Mises also when he was still alive. But the only reason they gave it to Hayek is because the New World Order elite started seeing that their socio-communist economic plans, although gave them a lot of control, really, really just destroying the country and even destroying their own wealth.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. Good points. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Nevada. Ron, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Hello.
Good afternoon. I guess I picked the right day to call you. The reason they want to close down the Capitol was that Dotson's lawsuit they have in, the World Trade Center in New York City. They have, there was a detective that got the AML leukemia from the jet fuel. And then they interviewed him and his attorney on Fox. And then he went through a whole bunch of toxicologist stuff, PVCs and all the stuff that was on the ground. And one of the things that he stated that caught my ear, he says that there was 91,000 liters of jet fuel on the ground. Now, this is after the both towers collapsed.
And that supposedly gave him leukemia?
Yeah.
And how do you extrapolate that that's why Senator Mark Dayton of Minnesota has said they've been given an egregious terrorist threat at the Capitol, and so he's evacuated with his staff? I don't understand the connection.
The correlation. Okay. In other words, supposedly this is well investigated. They sent out the samples and so forth to all the colleges and stuff and toxicologists, and they had a whole bunch of stuff. So this is a lawsuit that's filed. Well, that would come, the 91,000 liters would come out to be about 2,500 gallons or 12,500 gallons per plane. Well, if you investigate that and if you look at the planes as they crashed into the towers, right, it was the burning fuel that actually collapsed the towers. Well, if they can verify that amount of fuel on the ground, then what happened to the fuel that burnt that collapsed the towers?
So the globalists control most of the judges and can throw stuff out or not give it media attention. I still don't understand why the people would be evacuating from the Capitol.
Well, they might want to close the Capitol down. In other words, if you contact your congressman and say, hey, the fuel amount, the fuel burn rate doesn't match. So even if the judge would throw it out, that means that they have already proven that amount of fuel. Mm-hmm. Well, how can you contact...
Well, sir, I think your story about, which I was aware of the suit, about people getting sick from jet fuel is pertinent and interesting. But, I mean, months ago, I don't think there's a connection here with the Capitol, months ago the federal government told... mainstream media that the Capitol was a major target and that there would be an attack. The attack was going to happen and it'd probably be on the Capitol. And then now we have a senator saying he's pulling out because he's been given inside information. That's clearly a separate report, but I do appreciate the call. I guess because I told the listeners I wanted to talk about this, that somehow you were trying to connect the two topics, which is fine with me. What this story's about is fear-mongering of the American people. But also how they're fear-mongering and trying to scare people in Congress, the police, people inside the system. This is how they're getting their entire system through. And this is the very definition of domestic terrorism. And this could preemptively stop the globalists from carrying out an attack on the Capitol, because then Senator Dayton can say, hey, we were given warnings, and why didn't you stop it? I don't know, though. Let's go ahead and talk to Carlos in California. Carlos, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you're absolutely right. The New World Order will throw a lot of false flags, terrorist flags, to keep people in a constant state of fear and paranoia. But let's remember, the New World Order will act only when it's strategically opportune. They will not act prematurely. They will, for instance, act when there is pending legislation that is not being passed. Let's say the Patriot Act, too. Let's say it got stalled in Congress and it was not passing, then they would probably create a minor 9/11 to justify its passage. Or let's say the universal draft got stalled. In order to justify it, they would then create the terrorist attack to justify that. So they will only act at opportune moments. Most of the time, we're just kept in fear, and that's they're achieving that purpose.
Well, hello, Carlos, if you or I go into a movie theater and yell fire, we are arrested, and under the Patriot Act, it even makes it a stronger crime to issue a fake terror alert. Meanwhile, the White House admittedly issued fake alerts of Saddam can nuke us in 45 minutes. He's going to nuke us. There are weapons of mass destruction. There is going to be a biological attack in the next month, as Gary Hart said. Never happened. He's issuing the same threats again. Give up all your rights. The terrorists are going to attack in a minute. You know, clear, credible threat. Turns out it's 4 years old, 12 years old. You know, they've ordered FBI to, quote, issue fake terror alerts for political aim. They are the terrorists. That is the definition of terrorism. What do you make of Senator Mark Dighton evacuating his staff, saying, I was given inside info by national security that the Capitol's a big target before the election. I'm pulling out. I mean, what do you make of this?
Well, I think he's being manipulated too, Alex. I don't see it any other way. A new world order will not create an act of that magnitude as to scare a whole city yet, because it is not the right moment. See, they haven't fully implemented Patriot Act 1 yet. How can they go on to the next phase when the Patriot Act is yet not fully implemented? See, they're going to wait till it's fully cemented in people's minds, accepted, then they'll be ready for Patriot Act number 2. That's when they would probably create an episode of that magnitude, and they're not ready for that yet. I think it's a false flag, too.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, when the White House starts saying the Capitol will be attacked and then senators start evacuating, we've got to pay attention to that, Carlos. But certainly I see a greater chance of a globalist terror attack after the election to get the national draft to fully implement Patriot Act 2, even though they've already passed it.
Exactly. I fully agree with you. It's, before the elections, it doesn't help either candidate. We know both of them are part of Skulls and Bones and part of the New World Order. It wouldn't help either candidate to create it just prior to the election. See, they would have to wait, like you said, till next year. Let's say they have a problem with a universal draft. Okay.
Let's say Kerry gets into office, and then it's a new horse, and you know he was against war, but there was an attack, and see now we've got to go to war with everybody else, and you know, he did say Iran was a threat, and boy, he was right. They say this last attack came from Iran. Here's a document. You can trust us. And then, we've got to have the draft. And look, it's coming from a guy who promised we wouldn't have one, but things changed. And, yeah, it's a dangerous scenario. Now, let me ask you a question. Who do you think the next president's going to be, Carlos?
Well, I think they're even right now, but I think really Kerry's going to take it, mainly because he appears to be overtly the more articulate of the two in the debate. That's probably the only reason. He's the more charismatic, and people will be swayed by that. That's my opinion, but it really doesn't matter who makes it. They're both part of Skulls and Bones, and they're both going to push the globalist agenda, which perpetuating the war, opening up the borders, voting for the free trade of the Americas, which is going to open up the borders even further, is going to invite another 20 million illegals into the United States, expanding the budget. All these things are the globalist issues, which both of them will push. There's minor differences between them, birth, abortion, and homosexual rights. Those are minor issues compared to the bigger issues.
Now, to make clear, and I agree with you in one respect, minor issues to the globalist, to them it's a tertiary issue. They know it's important to us, and so they hold that out in front of us as the supposed difference. Meanwhile, the architecture of the New World Order, which they're really obsessed with, continues. I agree with your analysis. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to David. This time is in California as well. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, real quick, you were talking about Romans 13. I wanted to give your listeners a heads up. I don't know if other Christian radio stations across the country are dealing with this issue. But we have out here a local radio station in Orange County, KBRT, has a Talk Radio host. Can I give his name?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. His name is Paul McGuire, and he had Pat Boone on his show. As a matter of fact, he mentions this on his show quite regularly, that Christians need to vote, Christians need to register. As a matter of fact, he had Pat Boone on his show, and they both agreed that if you do not vote, and keep that in mind, if you do not vote, it is a sin against God. Now, I don't know about you. I believe in Christ Jesus. He's my Savior. I've recognized this for a long time. Well, not for a long time, but my point is that I hear the music.
Yeah, stay there. We'll come back and let you finish up. Well, I mean, then why did they kill Christ? If you're supposed to, why did he whip the money changers? We should follow Hitler. We should keep slavery going. We should, because the government says so. I mean, it's ridiculous. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
David in California talking about Romans 13, completely taken out of context. Hitler's favorite Bible quote that he liked to use was, you know, do what the civil authority says. Well, then why do they kill almost all the disciples, all the prophets? Why was God always saying stand up against the evil government, say no to it? But again, the civil authority says black people aren't human beings. Let's keep them to be, you know, slaves because the government says so. Why did the abolitionists who were Christians fight against it? Or George Washington fight against the civil authority? Or why did we fight against Hitler? Why did the Germans? I guess the German high command was bad for trying to kill Hitler. Because, you know, God wants Hitler to be in control. That's why he's there. No, God wants us to stand up and do the right thing, folks, and occupy until his return. But finish up what you were saying real quick there, David.
No problem. Basically, these Christian phonies, these people that say they say that Romans 13 supports their position in voting, use Romans 13, 7, 8, and 9 for their standing. But Romans 13, 1 should give them clear guidance as to how they should live their lives. And Romans chapter 3 all the way through is a very good guidebook, if you will, a good chapter as to understanding that exactly that. God did not put us on this earth to recompense evil, but to recompense good. We're to stand. That's why I wrote an article on strikethroot.com that was called "Let's Kill the Blonde," that that said basically that if a law came down that said that we were to kill all the blondes, would it make it a Christian or a moral law? And of course, it wouldn't be. So does that mean that a Christian is bound by man's law? Not at all. A Christian is bound by God's law and God's law only. And the wonderful thing I wanted to say is that, keep in mind, death is the great equalizer of us all.
Well, have you called into this show and said, well, then...
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact,
Hitler was good because we should, because he was the civil authority?
No. As a matter of fact, I have called this show many times to point us out, to point out Skull and Bones. This talk show host has been on Fox. He's nothing more than a mouthpiece for the New World Order.
Yeah, I know that. I don't care about the talk show host. Just what's the response?
The response is you wouldn't believe it. I mean, callers call back and say I'm hateful, that I don't love my country.
All right. Well, listen, I gotta go. But thanks for the call. Look, I mean, it's really simple. It's very simple. The Chinese government forces you to have an abortion if they find out you're pregnant with a second child. Now, that's the civil authority. And so I guess you're now for abortion. I am not for abortion. And again, to make clear what I was saying, I think abortion is the central issue. But again, the globalists intend to keep it going forever. It's just a fight and never have it be reversed. I think that's what the caller was saying earlier. But... You know, the government, I mean, the federal government, if Bill Clinton comes out and says abortion's good, let's make everybody have one, I mean, suddenly, well, he's the government, gotta follow what our leader says, gotta. This is what they're now saying, folks. They're now saying Romans 13, and it's incredible. It's just absolutely amazing. And so these dictators all use this stuff, and it's disgusting. Here was an article out of the San Diego Union Tribune. TSA body search upsets local woman, and it admits that, you know, they began squeezing her breast and doing all this in front of everyone. She started crying, and they said, what's wrong with you? Are you a terrorist? And they said, you can't fly. Imagine an old movie, an old, you know, World War II movie. Imagine the Germans grabbing women's breasts at checkpoints. I mean, if they made a movie 10 years ago where some futuristic tyranny walked up and squeezed women's breasts, I mean, you'd laugh at it. Oh, that kind of theory will never exist. And now America, well, it's to stop Al-Qaeda. I mean, you know.
The Berkey...